Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Alex Hoban, winner of Series 1 of Channel 4's The Circle, and this is Episode 10 of Dishonest Fun, the official Circle podcast. Each episode, we indulge in some dishonest fun with a panel of celebrities, comedians, and experts as we explore the ins and the outs of human nature. Spoiler alert, if you haven't been watching Season 3 of The Circle, then go and watch it right now on all four first before we give the game away. Isn't it mad that we've all been pretty much living in the circle for the past year? The global pandemic has kept us all in our homes and we've interacted with our loved ones on screens, posted pictures of homemade sourdough and spent far too much time on TikTok. So on today's episode of Dishonest Fun, we'll be discussing the ups and the downs of isolation. But luckily for me, I'm not doing this podcast alone. No way. Today I'm joined by Celeb Circle finalist and all-round entertainer, Denise Van Outen. Denise, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very excited to be with you all.
Also with me is another Circle finalist, this time from Season 2. It's Woody Cook. Welcome, Woody. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. And returning for the 1,000th time, it's Alex Krotowski. Welcome back, our social psychologist.
Yeah, I'm delighted to be back.
We always start this podcast with a game. I'm going to ask each of you to give me a fact. Alex, if you've run out of facts by now, I would really understand because you've done so many of these. But each of you could give me a fact and I'll try and determine whether it's true or whether it's false based off my circle experience. Now, Denise, I know you're very good at this after just watching your series, so I'm looking forward to trying to catch you out. Denise, what's your fact?
Okay, I have never in my life had a sip from a pint of beer.
Oh...
And okay. Yet I come from the, well, Woody will know this, from the Ladette generation. And yet I've never, ever tried beer.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen you, because I saw you on Celebrity Gogglebox recently. And I feel like there was drinks being consumed on that show.
But it's quite a bold statement. You know, it's either going to be quite impactful, whatever it is, or we've been absolutely fleeced.
What is your reason for not drinking beer?
I've always been much more of a kind of white wine spritzer kind of Essex girl. I've never had a pint in my life.
I just can't buy that. I think that's false.
It's true.
No!
Do you know what? I just never have. Like, and I used to go to all the festivals, everything, and I've never, ever walked around with a pint of beer, lager, or never.
I am floored.
I know. And people always expect me to. And like I said, especially like Woody will understand, because back in the 90s, there was like a few of us females that were known for being the party girls of the 90s generation. And yet never, it was always cocktails or wine or champagne, but never, ever beer or lager.
Well, you pick your poison, you know. Everyone's got their thing.
But the thing is, I've kind of got to that point now. I mean, I'm almost 47. It's just mad that I've never really tried it. I've never tried beer.
Well, at least it's kind of cool that you've still got it to try if you want to. You can just be like, look, I'm going to be really outrageous here and try some beer.
I might save it for my 50th. There you go.
There you go. Big, big move. Alex.
I have never been to a pantomime.
You've never been to a pantomime?
I've never been to a panto. Ooh. I have.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I haven't. Oh, you caught me out.
Did he caught me off guard there?
Oh, it's like a knee-jerk response. So take that and ask away, Alex.
Well, I've never actually been to a pantomime either.
Yes, you have.
Okay, I am going to just go off and not ask a question. I'm just going to say that's false.
It's true. I can't tell a lie. I'm like George Washington. I'm like, oh, I did cut down the cherry tree.
Every
time. I've never been to a panto.
We ever cross paths again, I know you will never be able to lie because that's like the eighth time and you still have told the truth. So well done, Alex. Keeping truthful. Well, I've got two wrong so far. So Woody, my last chance.
My thing is that I have never watched an episode of The Circle.
Rubbish. Ooh.
I would say that's true. I'm not even going to ask, Woody, just because I've kind of seen you went on the show and then afterwards it's all been very quiet on your front. You've been doing your own thing, which is amazing, but I reckon that's probably true.
Well, it was true until today.
No! And,
I watched an episode for the first time today because at the end of the day, I really like the idea of it, but I didn't watch the first season before I went on it because I was like, I don't want to know anything. I want to be a complete fresh experience. I want to have no clue what's going on because I think that's funnier. And that way I'm less likely to notice games and patterns that happened last time and rather have a sort of fresh mindset. And then after being on it, I was like, well, I've done that now. You know, it's like, I don't want to look back on it. Because, I mean, you ever take a video of yourself and then you listen to your voice back and you're like, oh, God, why am I such an idiot? Yeah. And I would see these little memes pop up. My friends would send them to me of me just doing the most stupid things, like just shoveling salad into my mouth out the fridge or like frying baked beans and all this stuff or like just nonsense or just shrieking with my shirt over my head. And I'm like, why would I want to watch that back?
No, for sure.
And then, but I watched it today and oh my goodness, my heart was going, like, it just took me back. It was like, it really, it's a very tense show.
Well, that's what isolation does to you, isn't it? It makes you do weird and wonderful things, which kind of leads us nicely into this last year of craziness with lockdowns and coronavirus and the rest of it. Alex, most of us have been in isolation. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's been really interesting for me because I've been studying the internet for a very long time, and I feel like a lot of the stuff that I've done has been like a Lonely Planet guide to the internet. You know, the internet, it is this place that you may go into. And what I've really seen over the last year is that people have really reached out to the screen to discover the nature of what the internet can and can't do when you're in isolation. You know, I mean, it was originally invented to connect information and to connect people. So it's not a surprise that people in their time of isolation have turned to this technology and have sought to use it in order to break that isolation feeling, to really reach out and touch somebody. So yeah, it's been fascinating for me as a psychologist, how people have been.
I can imagine.
Yeah, how people have been just like coping. You know, there's been a lot of grief. How you cope, that's when you really need to reach out and be people. You know, there's been a lot of sorrow and how people have really sought to connect via the intertubes. It's been really, really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's 100% true, and it's interesting to see. And it kind of leads me into, Denise, you were the only person on the show who had the experience of lockdown before The Circle. Do you feel that it helped you prepare?
You know, it did, definitely. And the way I viewed it was, for me, it felt like I was going on some kind of holiday because I hadn't left my own house for like months. And I just thought, actually, this will be a nice break. And plus, don't forget, I'd been doing homeschooling with my daughter, which was really hard work, been staring at the same four walls. Obviously, like, I think I was just said to my other half when we were in lockdown, I was like, the amount of times I've been washing up, emptying a dishwasher, putting a wash on, you know, for me, it was just like I was going on, it was like I was going to a retreat because I was suddenly going to be on my own, only had to think about myself with my own thoughts. So it did mentally prepare me, but it also, what it did do is it really did open my eyes, because I went into the circle on my own, how hard it must be to be in isolation, living on your own. It really did open my eyes to that. And I thought, I felt so lucky that I'd had my other half and my daughter at home. And then actually realizing, because I've got quite a few friends that are single and live alone. And when I came out, the first thing I did when I got my phone back was to call my friends that had been on their own just to say, how are you? Because I'd had a taste of it and it was really hard.
That's a really interesting point. I never thought about that from your side, seeing the difference, because I guess, and I was about to go on to Woody, and it's a similar thing for me. I felt that everyone asked me, oh, the circle must have been really good preparation for lockdown. But really, it doesn't compare, because you're still able to go outside. You're still able to do these bits and pieces. But I did forget that I don't live on my own, which is interesting. So Woody, do you feel that the circle prepared you for lockdown?
Yeah, I definitely think it did. I think, the only real difference essentially is that the contact is, the circle, it's more limited, because you're messaging and it's not like just calling someone. So I felt when I went out in the circle, the reason I had Denny is he was my sort of Wilson from Castaway. I was like, I don't like the idea of just talking to the walls, because it makes me feel more like I'm being watched. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I talk to Denny, it's my sort of, it gives me that grounding in I am not alone. I mean, it's still kind of weird. I'm talking to myself for a dog. But I mean, there was a personality to it that I just, if I hadn't had that, it would have been a lot harder, because I'm a very social person and I have that sort of thing. But I think in terms of preparing me for lockdown, it showed me what works and what doesn't. Sure. And I think reading really helped me during it. I read a lot of books that I think, Alex, you're going to really like, a lot of psychological stuff, like Lost Connections, and a lot of really powerful, impactful books. And I literally read it. And each time I read one of those, I was like, wow, I feel so much more prepared. And I think there's so many little tidbits and little experiences you can learn that can really help you out. Whereas, so when I came into the main lockdown, I was like, you know what? This is another chance for me. Winston Churchill said, never waste a good crisis. So I was like, if we're going to be locked down, if we're not going to be able to do the normal routine, how can I make a routine that's going to help me out? So and I found books really help with that.
That's really interesting advice. You did the complete opposite to me, Woody. When I was in the on the show, I read George Orwell's 1984 and The Circle by David Egger, and it blew my head off. And it made me think completely differently. But I think that's an interesting point. And one you might be able to comment on, Alex, is finding routine in chaos that helps you deal with that chaos.
We actually made a program about this for Radio 4. We did an entire episode about uncertainty and the need that we have to almost create a normal, create a sense of control over our environment. And Woody, it's interesting that you were talking about talking to Denny, to the dog, because so much of what we do in our world is bounce our opinion of ourselves and our opinion about what we think about off other people. We're always trying on different selves. We're always trying on different ways of being. And we look for the reaction, whether subconsciously or consciously, to understand who it is that we are. And we will always seek out even just a little bit of social interaction with the purpose of doing just that. And I think part of that comes down to trying to create an environment in which we can control something that we know what is happening, we know what's coming next, we know how to respond to it. Uncertainty was a huge, huge thing in lockdown, and in a public social psychology experiment like The Circle, which is what I like to think of these reality TV shows as. You guys had uncertainty as well, because you never knew when the voice was going to come, when you were going to get something new. You didn't have anything that you could really control except what it was you were reading, the dogs that you were talking to, and occasionally reaching out to somebody, you know, to somebody across the screen, and also what you ate and how you ate it. So, you know, we do try and create control in our environment so that we don't have this sense of, like, it's a discombobulating sense of not really knowing what's coming next and how we should interact with the world around us if we don't have anybody to bounce that off.
Denise, how did you cope? What was your coping mechanism? Did you have any sort of systems and routines?
Well, I just found that I'm very lucky at home because my other half's a brilliant cook. So Eddie does a lot of the cooking. So I just thought, right, I'm going to go in, I'm going to start cooking again for myself, because I hadn't really done that for quite some time. So I just made sure that everything that I did took a long time. even to the point of, I remember once, like, I thought, what can I do to make a lot of mess? So what can I make so that I've got, it takes me longer to tidy up, because it was, because I love cleaning. So it gave me a chance to sort of clean everything.
Amazing.
And I would even leave, I grilled once, like I grilled, I think it was like bacon or sausages or something. And it was, the grill was so messy and dirty afterwards. And I remember sitting there feeling really excited, thinking, oh, I've got something really exciting to do. So I left it as long as I could. But the rest of the time I did colouring in. I made some jewellery, which I really enjoyed, just with beads and string and things, just made some bracelets for my daughter. I'm quite good at like being in the moment and not thinking about the future or the past. I could just sit and be in my own thoughts. And I sort of quite enjoyed it. I felt like I had a bit of a mental clear out as well, and cleared out, you know, a few of the things that I've kind of forgotten to address, you know, or just haven't bothered to address about myself. And I just allowed myself to sort of get to know myself just a little bit better.
That's a nice way of thinking about it.
I just totally agree. I found that the one problem with lockdown outside of the circle is that you don't get the same quiet.
Mm.
This bombardment of constant either negative news or just all this sort of sadness in the world is, and also the accessibility to Netflix and instant sort of gratification and YouTube and stuff, it means that although we have this time where we can be quiet on our own, we can also drown it out with all this sort of entertainment. Whereas when you're on the circle, it's like, because there's so little to do, like you said, Denise, you really think about yourself. You think about, even if you're talking to a dog going back and forth, you really think about parts of your life and aspects of your life. Like when I came home, I actually changed the way I spoke to some of my friends and the way I really appreciated them and stuff, because I'd had this time to actually reflect. And I think the one problem with social media is a lot of the time it takes away, I don't know, just at that point where you'd be sitting in silence and the thoughts in the back of your head can creep to the front and go,
100%.
You know, why do you talk like this? Why do you act like that? You get out TikTok and then suddenly it's like 3 hours later and you're like, oh, whoops.
Have you ever found yourself doing something completely ridiculous on your phone where you're like, I should probably take a detox by now? My personal one's TikTok. I've been doing TikTok dances during lockdown and I've never danced in my life. Denise, what about yourself?
Online shopping. Honestly.
Very different, very different.
Right, just Eddie goes insane because he's just like, there's just constant, there's the doorbell's constantly ringing because I've bought something stupid on, you know, on either Amazon or clothing sites and things I don't even need. He's like, do you really, really need this? I'm like, no, I just spent ages looking on and I never used to. That's very much kind of a lockdown isolation thing of just browsing the internet and buying useless things that I will never use. Do you know what I even bought yet? Do you know what I had delivered yesterday?
Go on, give us, I want your weirdest purchase.
Fake ice cubes.
For whiskey or just for
anything? No, I just thought for decoration because I've got, and Eddie went, what on earth? Why have you bought fake ice cubes? And I said, because they look good. And he went, but it's just stupid because they look so fake. They're just completely pointless. They don't actually do anything. I said, I know, they just look really good in the picture.
Wait, they don't even cool the drink down.
You no, can't put... they're just fake ice cubes. They're like meant to be for like a film set or something. And it was just like, when are you ever going to put these out? They look ridiculous. They're just so fake.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, guys, let's listen into this series of The Circle. In this clip, Andy is feeling low after falling down the player rankings and falling out with Manrika. Uncle Saeed, aka Hashu, decides to reach out.
I do really want to chat to Andy because it's been a hard banana since I'm speaking to my brother.
Saeed has invited you to a private chat. Circle, take me to the chat, please.
Circle, message. Knock, knock. Send.
Message. Who's there? Send message.
Ivana.
Ivana who?
Ivana speaking to you. Haha.
This is why talking to Saeed is so good.
Circle, message. I usually using this one in my restaurant to telling people I want you to spending more than £20. Explanation mark. I just wanting to check in with you and how you are doing. Send.
So what's nice about that clip is it just demonstrates how a little interaction in the circle can really change your mood and your mindset. Denise, did anyone from your series give you that vibe and pick you up when you were feeling down?
Yeah, I mean, I got massively caught out because I genuinely believed on the celebrity circle that Sam and Pete were Rachel Riley, because I know Rachel Riley, but I hadn't seen her for ages. But I think because in my head, I just really wanted a friend in there. So I really kind of latched on to Rachel. I even went to bed, like, you know, the lights would go out, say night circle, close my eyes thinking, oh, at least I've got a mate in here, Rachel.
Oh,
but
God.
You know, but just then afterwards, you were so stupid because, like, I don't know, she just seemed to... The way that they spoke as Rachel to me was really comforting and made me feel like I just had a friend, you know?
Yeah, they were like playing Rachel to the extreme of niceness, which I thought was really cool. Woody, aside from Denny, who was your best friend in the circle?
I felt in my season, there was definitely quite a lot of people who sort of gave me this comfort. I mean, Si really early on, the first couple of days, and then he just got booted and I was like, no, what, how, he's so lovely. But then I think definitely Tim for me for a lot of it, because I mean he was one of the only reasons I stayed in, but so was Sammy near the beginning, so you never really know who your friends are, you're completely right, Denise. But then, like, honestly, I felt so out of place, and I felt like so many people were playing the game, and a lot of people were almost like they, in their photos, they were looking quite nice, and I'd chosen photos where I looked like an idiot on purpose. So I just felt like, I felt almost like nervous. I was like, these people were playing it too cool. I'm like, I don't know. But then when I found Tim, and especially when Ella came in, suddenly I was like, oh my God, we're cut from the same cloth. And just whenever I spoke to those two, I'd leave just a smile on my face, just glowing. And I didn't realise how much a couple messages can really make your day.
100%. Alex, how important are those little interactions with people in making sure you keep positive during times such as lockdown?
Oh, God, they're so important. I know all of us have experienced that, whether it's in the circle outside, you know, just having somebody reach out and say, hey, I'm thinking about you is so delicious and so important for our well-being. And I think that, like, what you guys were talking about is, you know, finding somebody, even if you don't know who they are, reaching out to them so that you can kind of be yourself. There's a sociologist, a very famous sociologist named Irving Goffman, who describes the two different states of being. The first is like your front stage. That's who you are. You're performing, right? And you're always performing. And then you've got your backstage, which is like the quieter place where you just want to take the mask off and you just want to be yourself. And it sounds to me like both, you know, Denise and Woody had those experiences with somebody. And also, as we heard, you know, Uncle Saeed did that for Andy. Just somebody who says, hey, it's okay. You don't need to perform right now. You can just be yourself. You don't need to try on lots and lots of different masks and lots of different hats. You can just chill. And that is essential. essential for your mental health and your well-being. And finding somebody like that, you know, online is possible, but also making sure that you have somebody like that offline as well is so important.
Well, I think I struggled because although I was having these interactions with people, I was a catfish. And as a result, I felt like it wasn't me that was having the interactions. It was the character.
That is, it's such a flip, isn't it? Because, you know, you've got people who are genuinely reaching out, and such sympathetic characters you guys played on the circle as well, you know, just gravitated towards your experience because you were just like, okay, let's do this. Whereas Alex, you were bringing people into that circle of trust, that place where they felt that they could relax. But you yourself were like, whoa, I'm actually creating, I'm fabricating this space. But I bet somewhere inside of you, while you were doing that, given that you based your character on your girlfriend anyway, right? On your partner anyway, I'm sure that part of that was genuine. And you may have twisted it up in your head to say to yourself, this isn't because I'm playing a girl or I'm playing whatever. But you were still genuinely creating those spaces. And so, you know, that's something that allows people in and allows them to share and be backstage and be themselves. So it was a little part of you, even if it wasn't you on, you know, in your
I feel
head.
Like this is like a personal therapy session that Denise and Woody
I'm
are just listening into. Yeah, I was about to, I'm like, oh.
You're okay, Alex, you're okay.
Well, emotions wise, like obviously I was feeling a certain type of way when you were talking to me then, Alex. But Denise, a question for you, which I found was emotions in the circle are just taken to the extreme for some reason. And I guess that's to do with isolation. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, things that, you know, normally you wouldn't even think about or feel affected by really do seem to hurt a little bit more, affect you a little bit more. Even on the first day when in the ratings I was put at the bottom, I mean, I'm quite a strong character and don't really generally worry too much about what people think of me. But it was a bit of a strange situation because, especially on the celebrity one, because I thought the people that were in there were people that I know and their friends.
Yeah.
So it felt strange for me, you know. Mm. So, yeah, that was weird. I remember going to bed that night and just thinking, oh, I don't want to be at the bottom. What have I done wrong?
Yeah, sure.
And then actually I thought, well, maybe I've been placed there because it was said afterwards that they saw me as a threat. Then I felt better. But at that moment, I just thought, oh, they all dislike me. I've done something to really annoy them.
To wrap up then, Alex, would you be able to give us three tips for people dealing with isolation at the moment?
I spoke with somebody early in the lockdown because I was quite worried about what was going to happen to myself, to my own mental health in terms of isolation. And so I reached out to somebody who does these extraordinary like polar expeditions, who spends like months walking through ice and snow going to the North Pole. And he gave me some really useful tips. First, he said, make a routine, right? Always have a routine.
Just like what he said.
Exactly. Wake up in the morning, get dressed. Don't like sit in your pajamas all day, as tempting and as delicious as it is. Have a pajama day sometimes, but like just make sure that you get up and you get dressed and that you do use the internet to reach out to people, right? That's the second thing that he said. He said that there was like a moment, there was always a moment, he said, around day 40 when he realized that he was going to be isolated for even longer. And that sent him into like this pit of despair. And so he would write a letter to his family at home, and the letter wouldn't get there, you know, it wouldn't get there until he got back. But he was still, just the act of writing to somebody, the act of reaching out to somebody, even in his own head, was extremely valuable. Just again, to have that interaction with somebody where you're almost bouncing yourself off another person, preferably somebody that you care about and somebody that you love. And then the third thing is do something nice for yourself. I mean, these things sound so simple, but when you're right in the midst of it, like make yourself a really delicious meal or sit around doing some origami, you know, do what Denise did and, you know, do lots of coloring and things that make you feel good. Find some time in your day to make sure that you bound it, right? You're like, this is the time when I'm going to do this really nice thing for myself. And that will make you feel better mentally, but also it will help you to get through this period of isolation.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Alex. What great tips. Those are fantastic. And also tied in nicely to what Woody said earlier and what Denise said about her online shopping and a bit of retail therapy there. Right, guys, that's almost all we've got time for today. So that just leaves me to thank my brilliant guests, Denise, Woody and Alex. And thank you so much for joining me today on Dishonest Fun, the official Circle podcast. New episodes will be dropping on you like Circle alerts. So to keep updated, make sure you follow and let us know if you're enjoying it by leaving us a review. We'd really appreciate that. Of course, the rest of the Circle Series 3 is going out on Channel 4 all this week. And the next time I see you, we'll be talking about the big reveal. Thanks, guys, and see you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.